in Congressional District 21, which is now currently occupied by eight-term incumbent Lincoln Diaz-Balart, you have a very close race. Right now, the numbers are currently 41% for the incumbent Congressman Diaz-Balart, and his challenger, former mayor of the city of Hialeah, Raul Martinez, is posting a 37 figure with 22% undecided. Now, for the incumbent, the figure you always look at in terms of determining what is a viable or a vulnerable seat is the 50% number. And right now, polling at 41% is a figure that should give both the congressman and the Republican Party tremendous pause. That's a very low figure. And it's the very much the warning zone for where you want to be when running for re-election at any seat.
In the other race, in Florida's 25th Congressional District, Mario Diaz-Balart leads Joe Garcia, the former chairman of the Miami-Dade County Democratic Party, by a 44-39% margin with 17% still undecided. Pollster Fernand Armandi says the Democrats are making their push by designing their campaigns around the non-Cubans and Hispanics in their respective districts.
Traditionally, these seats were dominated by the Hispanic electorate, and within the Hispanic electorate, it was an overwhelming Cuban electorate. What has happened, though, over the last 6 to 8 years is the emergence of a new voting group, and that is the non-Cuban Hispanic vote. These are Central Americans, South Americans, Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Colombians, and others who have begun to enter the electorate and are starting to dilute the impact of what was traditionally the Republican base vote and the Cuban American vote there. You're seeing the, particularly in the case of Congressional District 25, with the Mario Diaz-Balart, Joe Garcia race, Joe's advantage with non-Cuban Hispanics and his ability to make inroads with the Anglo vote and the African-American vote has made this a lot closer race than many experts thought it would be 4 months out.
I've heard you say that if the Diaz-Balarts can make this election about Cuban policy, they'll both hold on to their seats. You know, we've got 4 months to go here before the November election. We've got a huge problem with the economy right now. The Iraq War is still a presence. Can those incumbents keep it level on Cuban-American relations, or other issues going to dictate that they can't really do that?
Well, I mean, they're going to do their best, because when it comes to other issues, I think they're going to be on the wrong side of a lot of the issues, particularly the economic issues that so many Americans are feeling the pinch of day to day, be it gas prices, be it the home mortgage crisis, be it the overall economic situation. And on top of that, the war in Iraq, while not as prominent as it was a couple of months ago, still it continues to be a tremendous concern for many different voters. The bait or the trap is to draw these two challengers who are also of Cuban descent into a Cuba-focused campaign, and that will only serve to alienate many of the other voters who are not so focused on Cuba and are instead concerned about the day-to-day economic bread-and-butter issues that are affecting them. So if the candidates can pass that bait up and focus instead on the need and the desire for change, challenging the problems that are facing the congressional districts from an economic perspective, I think the advantage is with them.